You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes! Welcome back into the D-Gen Corner here on this Friday night. It is You Better, You Bet. Good question from Matt to kick us off. How about Justin here, Kenny? Should you always choose listed pitchers when making a MLB money line bet?
Yeah, are you familiar with this dynamic, Moose? Because it's something that's kind of flummoxed sportsbooks recently, where with like the pitcher scratches and especially COVID season last season, there were always two ways you could bet baseball. You could bet like basically listed or action. So action basically meant, you know, from the second you placed the bet, if anything happened to either starting pitcher, you were still on the hook at the price that you got for the bet. So let's say you bet, Garrett Cole against, Frankie Montas for Oakland or something. And it was like, you bet action and then Cole gets scratched. You're still on the hook for Yankees minus 300 or whatever it is. Whereas if you bet listed pitchers, you get the bets refunded because one of the pitchers didn't end up starting. So I think a bunch of sports books ended up going away from listed pitchers. I actually think in a bunch of them, you can't even bet listed pitchers anymore. Everything's action, no matter what. We had John Murray on from Westgate, and he said that they've gone to entirely action because they just don't want to deal with, the headaches, basically, of the pitchers and getting scratched and, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. Excuse me. In terms of, like, should you always bet? I mean, it's basically a risk either way, right? So if you're betting listed pitchers, then basically, like, you're at on one hand, the pitcher that you're counting on the bet that you've made can be scratched. And on the other hand, the pitcher that you're against can be scratched, which benefits you. So you can be benefited, like, it's pretty equal. Unless you have a read that one pitcher is going to get scratched, like, more often than another, and then you're kind of, like, free-rolling in that way. It's really just kind of depends on, you know, it's kind of whatever you prefer. I don't think there's, like, an intrinsic advantage to betting listed versus action. Just know which, I think that just the advice is, like, always know which one you're betting and what the rules of the sports book are and kind of, you know, just generally go from there basically. So the only way it would really come into play in terms of like one is better than the other is just, well, one, do you want action on the game no matter what would be a great way to put it. But then the other one would just be if you're betting totals, you know, I think like listed pitchers would always be part of your totals handicap. Like, you know, especially if you're betting an under, I would say, you don't want Garrett Cole to get scratched and replaced with somebody else and you're on the hook for under 7.5 and it closes 8 or something, would be bad. And then, know the rules at your sports book. And then I totally forgot the last thing that I was going to say, basically just like,
no, but Ken, here would be my question. This is that, you know, I the way I look at baseball, the way I bet baseball, and there's a lot of ways to analyze it and whatever. And I know, you know, algorithms and the like, but I'm looking at starting pitchers. I'm looking at matchups, right? So, you know, I always look at a game, and if I'm going to put money on a baseball game, you know, I'm looking at the very fact of, you know, it is Garrett Cole. Like, I don't like the Yankees irregardless. Like, I wouldn't bet the Yankees. If I'm looking at a game and it's the afternoon, like, I wouldn't bet action on the Yankees in a Cole start. I would be listed pitchers because I only like the Yankees if Cole is starting that night. If he ends up getting scratched that day and they plug in Luis Sessa to start the game, I don't like the Yankees that night if Luis Sessa is starting that game. You see what I'm saying? So I do think it's important when you look at it in terms of just action on a game as compared to listed pitchers. Now, the one area is where you have a matchup of just two bad starting pitchers, where if you're looking at the total in the game, as you were just mentioning, if they're two bad starting pitchers, I might look at the action of the game instead of just the listed pitchers.
Right. And I think but the other side of the Cole thing is kind of what I was talking about, where, so I totally understand what you're saying. Like, you bet on the Yankees, it's Garrett Cole minus 300. Like, you don't want to be on the hook if it's not Garrett Cole. I totally understand that. But if you're betting the other side of that, maybe you like the dog against Garrett Cole. Like, let's say you'd be like, yeah. you know, the Orioles against Garrett Cole at plus 260, like, I would bet action because it's only going to get better.
That's like, a good point. It's,
you're either betting 260 against Cole or you're 260 against somebody else, which is insane. So I think, like, you're kind of, you're almost free rolling a scratch in that situation. Like, no, I guess unless it was like John Means, who's better than the average Orioles starter. If it was any other Orioles starter, you're basically free rolling a Cole scratch by going with action in that situation. Because if the Orioles swap like for like with a below average pitcher, you're not really losing a lot win probability wise. But if it turns from Cole into Sessa, then like you're, I mean, you've lost, you know, 10% win probability maybe in that situation. So I think it just depends. Like, if you want to bet a favorite with an ace, then you probably have to go listed because like that's why you're making the bet. And if you want to bet, you know, a dog where maybe your situation improves by either scratch, so you kind of like game theory your way through it basically, or just play out the permutations. But I think that's honestly why a lot of books went to action only, because I, you know, I'm sure people were putting in positions where it was like, well, I know my guy's good, but maybe the other guy's not good. So either I'm getting a fair price or I'm getting an advantage in this situation, you know, because of like, you know, having to bet in certain situations. So it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's kind of like, I think books just didn't want the headache, honestly, of trying to deal with it. But I think there's a bunch of different approaches. If you still have the listed option, sure. Are you betting an ace where the price is only going to move against you? Then maybe listed. Are you betting a dog where it's likely to improve? Action. Are you betting a total? In which case, I'm going to guess your handicap of the game for a total is based on both starting pitchers. Probably want listed in that situation. But if you're betting an over, do you want action? Because like a worse guy is going to replace him. You know, it's like a totally game specific situation. I don't think there's like a general always bet listed or like always bet action no matter what. I think it just like seems like it's game specific.
All right, let's how about Jaden Stegman who tweeted us, are sports books and stadiums good or bad idea, or it depends? What are some things that would make the best version of what they could be? Good question.
Are you excited for that, by the way? Like, I know, doesn't Barclays have like some stuff set up with Nets games where you can go and bet? Have you done any of that stuff yet, Moose?
I have not done anything. No, I have not. But I am excited for the opportunity. I really am. I think it could be a really cool game day experience. You know, depending on which, obviously, you know, the people that are in, whether how intoxicated they are, people can get crazy for sure. But
like if you went to a Rangers game, like if you went to the Garden and went to a Rangers game and you had the option to put like a couple hundred bucks on a tablet or something and bet during the Rangers game, would you do it? Or would you be like, I'm good, I'm not going to do it?
No, I'd love it. I mean, I love it. I think it'd be fascinating. I really do. That you could bet at your seat, that you could kind of play in-game wagering. I think it would only add to the experience of it, of watching an NHL game or watching an NBA game. I think it's going to be great.
Rick, hop on for a second. If you could go to a Bulls game and bet like live player props or even just like live total side when you went to a Bulls game, would you do it?
Yeah, probably. Let's put it this way. It wouldn't hurt.
Right. Which, I guess I'm trying to figure out, like, are you like excited to do it, or is it just like, yeah, whatever?
I haven't been the biggest live bettor regardless. So it might get me more into live betting just because it's tangibly there. So I see that being a net positive.
Okay. Makes sense. Tyler, okay. is Bill there? Do we still have Bill, or do we not have
No,
Bill?
He's not here.
Okay, because I always have to ask on Friday nights. Tyler, would you lie? I can hear you audibly enough. Are you excited about this?
I mean, it's not gonna like take me out of my house to go to a game, but if I'm there, 100%, I'll bet it. Not I'll bet so much when I'm at these games.
I'll bet so much.
There you go, Tyler. That's what
they're open for right there.
Very nice.
I mean, what are the like? You know, I mean, it's part of. I did this sports betting panel at like Temple had this conference or whatever. And there were two people on this panel that were like pushed. Like one of the questions was about this and they were pushing like, here's how awesome this is. It's part of the experience. It's part of, you know, it's entertainment basically. So I don't think there's a downside to this being offered, honestly. I mean, cause you like, however you bet right now, the fact that people are now also available to bet at an arena, I don't think really impacts you in a significant way. Like the market's not going to be affected. You're not going to have fewer options. You're not going to not be able to bet because you're not there. Like you're not going to be restricted in some way. So there's really, I mean, not really a downside to it. You know, I think people will be, I'll be curious what the offerings are, because I think there'll be a really easy way to take advantage of a lot of the offerings, depending on how deep they want to get. Probably like low limits. I would be surprised if they offered live player props on anything, because anybody with a brain could kind of come in and beat them up a little bit, to be honest, if that was true. You know, I'll be curious kind of what do they really offer? Do they restrict you if they kind of detect anything's going on? Yes, probably. Are the limits pretty low? Yes, probably, unless it's like side and total and that's it, maybe even just side. So, you know, I think I would be prepared for not a ton of options and lower limits than maybe you're hoping for, because the goal is like entertainment, not really to make money from the arena standpoint. But, you know, I don't really see a downside necessarily. Maybe there's like an obvious one that I'm missing, Moose, but like, it's just another thing, right? I don't think it's like this huge moneymaker for the better, but it's like another, it's like going to a movie. It's like going to a bowling alley. It's like going anywhere. I mean, it's just more entertainment options, basically.
Well, that's it, right? I mean, and it's one, either you're there to enjoy the game just for watching the game, right, and you'll get your action in before the game, or do you want to add your in-game experience and having the ability to put whatever the limits are, a little action during the course of the game if you notice a trend that you like or whatever that you want to try and take advantage of to whatever level they allow you to do it. I think it's coming. It's going to be here. I think we're all going to have to adapt to it, whether you want to enjoy it or not. And I think they can get really creative here to add to the experience of the fan in the building, to make it even more enjoyable, to get you out of your seat, out at home, stop watching on the TV and get you in the building. One more before we go here, and that is Patrick. When crowds come back here, Ken, what are some angles we can attack to take advantage of being at home, first quarters, halves, etc.?
Well, I like that. I like the idea that there are these angles that we're just going to immediately attack when this happens. I think what we learned, I mean, in the NFL, home field advantage had been dissipating anyway. Like, it had basically gone away prior to this year. And then with no fans, we just saw the continuation of that, basically. So I kind of looked at that as like there was nothing to do. Like, there was no, the home field advantage has kind of gone away anyway. I think it had impacted the totals of the games. And I think that's going to come back a little bit more, because like with NFL coming up this year, I think this is the one sport where we can, like, we had a data set that was really interesting that we can look back on and say, okay, like, how much of the increase in scoring was decrease in penalties overall, but also decrease in pre-snap penalties, right? False starts, the abilities of quarterbacks on the road to use hard counts, which won't exist anymore when full stadiums come back. Guys like Aaron Rodgers, who were able to thrive in that situation, who wouldn't have been able to thrive otherwise. That goes away, obviously. But like, do all the penalties go back up? Does everything go back to normal from a penalty standpoint? How much of it was the crowd? How much of it wasn't? I mean, that's going to be kind of not the angle, but just totals in the NFL are going to be different this year, because last year was crazy. How much of it was crowds? How much of it wasn't? We don't really know, but some of it was crowds, and that'll obviously change with them back.
How about NBA playoffs? Do you think it's going to have a significant impact in terms of
crowds? We'll see how many fans are going to go. Right. We'll see how many fans are going to be even allowed at these games. Right. I mean, California, are they going to let people go to Lakers and Clippers games at Staples?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's going to be really interesting. Meanwhile, like, sure, Utah's dying to have a full stadium arena, because that place would just terrorize other people. You know, they make life miserable for the opponent all the time. So, you know, potentially in like a huge game, sellout versus not, is it a tiny win probability difference? Maybe with two teams. But other than that, I don't really see anything.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, that'll do it for us here on this Friday. Ken really enjoyed it once again. Our thanks to Tyler, Bill, and Rick, everyone back at the shop, you guys as well. Good luck with all your plays this weekend. Nick will be back with Ken on Monday. You've been listening to You Better You Bet right here, BetQL Audio Network.